list of all the different situations that somehow and in some way gnawed us on the inside. Things that we have to get settled. Things we need to make peace with. It's nice to make a list, because when you make a list, it becomes concrete. It becomes real. And all of a sudden, it comes out of us, and it's right in front of us. As we make that list, try to remember one basic thing, that there should be on that list yourself. Because the purpose of this step is to make peace with you inside. Again, the step warns us, and the step tells us, to work on your own self, to develop a peaceful concept of you. And so again, I may be ready at this stage of my growth and this stage of my recovery to make peace, to settle things deep inside. But in reality, other people may not be ready. Other situations, it may not be possible for me to be involved in them. And that's why it's so important in this step to learn two basic concepts. First of all, we have to learn how to make what we call direct amends and indirect amends. Now again, listen to two basic principles which are really important. The step tells us, do not injure yourself. Secondly, the step tells us, do not injure anyone else. What does that mean? It means that simply our responsibility in recovery is from now on, one day at a time, to continuously put ourselves in positive situations, to be involved only with people where we can grow and experience positive stuff in our life, and not to put ourselves in circumstances or situations that basically will downgrade us or tear us apart or bring back the old ways. The reason why they tell us this is because so many times as recovering people, one of the things that we do is that we are constantly wanting to beat ourselves up. See, remember the whole center and the core and the concept of addiction that we talked about way back in the first talk. Addicts are basically people who don't like who they are. And because of our guilt and because of our fear, what happens is we get this tendency of looking to beat ourselves up, looking to put ourselves in situations where we'll get some more pain, looking to put ourselves around people because we're waiting for them to say, it's okay. See, again, so many times because of our guilt, we very basically are always trying to get people to make peace with us. And if we approach them and make peace with them, then we want them to be able to accept us. And that's why very many times we put ourselves in jeopardy. I'll give you an example. There's a gentleman I knew quite a few years ago who, during his marriage to his wife and his daughter, made a very major decision in their life. He was an alcoholic. And it was kind of interesting because what happened was he very basically was in his active addiction. And as a result, his relationship with his wife and his daughter was not very well. And so what happened after a period of time, he basically couldn't deal with addiction anymore. Neither could his wife, and neither could his daughter. So his wife and daughter made a very major decision. They decided that they had enough. And so after years and years of putting up with this, his wife finally decided to leave him, to get a divorce, take his daughter, and they moved to another state. 3.5 years after he got his divorce, all of a sudden, he decided to get sober. He went into a treatment program, he got his act together, and he finally got himself put together. Now, he was sober about maybe 7 or 8 weeks. He then decided that since he's sober, he headed up to where his wife was now living, and his wife was remarried, and he arrived at her front door. And he knocked on the door and he said to her, I'm sober, I'm doing good, I love you, come home. See, when we talk about making amends, that is not what we're talking about. As a result of his visit to his wife, he ended up spending the night in jail. His wife did not appreciate his visit. We have to learn to let things that have happened to us in our life, our history, to let them go. We have to learn to become peaceful inside, to settle things inside of us, to develop a sense of inner peace so that we can let it go and turn it over. In many, many situations, we have to learn the positive ways of making